With Sinna bringing us to the 13th edition of Club Culture. I'm your host, Didi Museri, and it is November. The year is done, guys. Can you believe it? It feels like just a few months ago we were starting off this year, and now it's over. Like, we've got 1 month and it's basically done. We're going to 2024. Yo, I don't know about you guys, but it's been quite the year. I feel like it's gone very quickly. So much has happened. You know, there's been a lot of hits and there's been a lot of misses as well. But we are going to grow. We're going to learn from the things that didn't work out. And we're going to go into 2024 with a fresh perspective. Relationships have ended for some of us, you know. And we're picking ourselves up and getting to know who we are without certain people in our lives. I don't know if I'm alone in this one, but that's something I've gone through this year. I'm still going through it. And, you know, I've also had to sell my first car. So there's been, it's been a lot that's gone on, you know. The first car that I had, I've had to sell it. And it's been bittersweet, you know. I'm giving up comfort of having a car and having to sell the car because it's a car that had problems, you know, stuff like that. You know, getting out of my comfort zone. And it's not been great, but... you know, it's part of life, it's part of change, and it's, you know, sometimes you have to go through an uncomfortable moment in life while you get ready for comfort to come back in your life again, because certain things, I feel like material stuff, you can always get back as well. So yeah, that's what I've gone through, and I'm sure you guys have also, there's many people out there like me who have also, you know, We've had a lot of highs and we've had a lot of lows as well. But at least the year is done. We made it. We did it, guys. We got to this point. We can move into 2024 again. Better people. People who have grown up, people who have become better versions of who they are, because I think that's what life is about. Life is about living and growing. And, you know, club culture is here for us to come together and celebrate our love for music. Because guess what? That's one thing that's always going to be consistent. Our love for music is never going to die. And house music particularly is the reason that we get together. And today is another amazing show where we're going to feature two amazing artists. A drum and bass duo from the UK, as well as a South African legend in the making. And this guy makes soul-gripping anthems. And that is coming up later on Shine the Spotlight. I did reach out to you guys on WhatsApp to ask you a question for our discussion today. And I posed this question and I said, what do you think is the biggest sellout in EDM? The responses. And I think many people in our house community discuss this a lot. And I'm going to be sharing you guys' answers when we come back from musical break. So let's kick things off with what is on your playlist. Today's selection comes from Sabrina in Mondio. And she's chosen a track from Kenya Grace called Strangers. Grace with Strangers. Remember that you too can get involved in what is on your playlist by sending through your request on the WhatsApp line. And speaking of WhatsApp, I did reach out to you guys to ask you what you thought, or rather who you thought was the biggest sellout in EDM. Very heated discussion, they say. I think it's a topic that most people have. There's a lot of controversy when it comes to who sold out in this genre. And I got a couple of responses from you guys. We're going to start off here with Brad in Forays. He says, I hear this question all the time, Didi, and I can't figure out what the fuck people are talking about. EDM has never been more alive, accessible, and unique. So the answer for me is, you're just listening to the wrong artists. If you're listening to people like David Guetta, or ghost produced Tiesto, Afrojack, Steve Aoki, and the plethora of other mainstream DJs, then yeah, absolutely, those guys are sellouts. But there's a ton of underground DJs and up and coming producers that people don't know a lot about that are making really great house music. So it really depends on who you're listening to. I get that. And my favorite part of Brad's response is ghost produced Tiesto. I didn't know that Tiesto is ghost produced. If this is true, Brad, this makes me view Tiesto in a different way. Not to say that I'm a big Tiesto fan, but dang. Why would you be a producer if you have a ghost producer? Like, what are you actually doing? Are you just putting your name on a song, but you're not actually making the beats? Oh, God. Ugh. Let's move on to Carl's response. Carl from Pretoria says, I would say someone like Moby, BT, or Diplo, but I also consider selling out to be the goal for many producing, you know, artists out there. I would think that success is defined by selling out. Name one decent producer or DJ who would rather play an empty bar instead of selling out a stadium. Good point, Kyle, because selling out, yes, selling out really is becoming successful. When you sell out, you are blowing up on radio, you are on mainstream radio shows, everybody's playing you, you are known everywhere. And that blow up sometimes means maybe you want to collaborate with someone who's like a pop act, and when you collaborate with that pop act, they put you out there and expose you to a different fan base, and then you blow up. So selling out really is success. So what Kyle is saying makes a good point. Like, who wants to just do this and not get anything out of it? Because let's face it, people want to make money. You love what you love, but at the end of the day, you want what you love to make you money. And if you're not selling out and you're playing to 15 people in some small club, of course it's going to be a massive deal if you can headline Ultra or Tomorrowland. So yeah, I think everybody wants to be successful, but I think it comes back to the definition of selling out. I think selling out for some people is giving up what you love for the sake of doing something that is just mass produced for money. You're basically dropping your quality and producing quantity for money, basically. I think that's where we're coming from when we're talking about selling out. But I get Kyle's statement. We have another response here. This one comes from Tepo from Johannesburg. He says, Skrillex. He comes from an alternative underground music scene and he started in EDM or dubstep, a sharp genre which is purely electronic. But then he sold out, making generic future bass songs with Justin Bieber and Diplo. Then he made trap and he co-produced pop songs. I get that. Yeah, Skrillex. Wow, hey. Yeah, Skrillex is one of those producers for me. I think Skrillex just likes music, or maybe he's just trying to make money and he's doing whatever he feels like people are listening to. He's trying to keep up with the times. So Skrillex can be looked at the way people look at Drake, for example, even though Drake is not really a house music guy, but like Drake gets judged a lot and he's done a lot of different styles of hip hop and people have dragged him. And I think Skrillex is someone you can look at the same way. Yes, Skrillex is one of those people, like, he doesn't seem to have a unique sound. He's just, like, floating everywhere. And that, I guess, I can agree. I could consider that sellout. And I think a lot of producers from America are like that. A lot of house music producers from America, I think a lot of them just go with what they feel like is trending. Whatever people are listening to is what they're going to make. I don't necessarily feel like America makes great house music. That's just my take. And Skrillex comes from there. The best house music producers come from Canada, they come from Europe, they come from South Africa, they come from Africa. They don't come from America. America is good at other things, but house music, honestly, I feel like no, it's not, it's a no. They're good at pop, they're good at hip hop. That's what they're good at. They're not great music, house music producers. For them, it's a business. They just want to make money. They don't make quality music that you can think of and be like, oh my God, you know. Maybe it's like a handful of producers from the States that are doing that. Personally, I like Diplo. As much as I hear Tepo's statement, I'm a Diplo fan. Diplo is the only producer from America that I can say really does make good music. Yeah. Diplo's music is really amazing, and he's really had a lasting career. He's adapted. Yes, he's collaborated with different people. I actually like his collaborations with Justin Bieber. I don't mind it. Diplo is amazing for me. So, excluding Diplo, other American producers for me don't do it. But that's just my take. And I wouldn't call Diplo a sellout. I wouldn't. I don't, maybe I'm just being biased because I like Diplo. Let's move on to another comment here. We've got a comment from Lebu in Pretoria. Lebu says, Calvin Harris definitely sold out. The moment he started collaborating with American pop artists, that was the end of his originality. Yes, he's transitioning into his own personal style today, however, he did admit that he was pressurized to make music for the masses as opposed to what he was actually into. 100% Lebu. Calvin Harris is one of those self-confessed sellout artists. He did sell out. He was still successful. I think he's still a very successful producer. But at least he found himself again. I think that the sad thing with selling out is if you lose yourself and you no longer know what you're doing and you're just basically making money, but there's no quality in what you're doing. And I'm happy that Calvin has found himself again. He's no longer driven by what he thinks the world wants to hear. He's doing what he loves. And currently he's in a trance phase in his music and I love it. He's evolving, but he's evolving in his own way. He's not doing it for the masses, is doing what he loves. So yeah, I personally like Calvin Harris. Believe me, like if Calvin Harris comes to South Africa, I'm the first person to buy a ticket. I'm a Calvin Harris fan and I love his music. In spite of him selling out, I still love his songs. Yeah, I still love his songs. And at least he admitted to the fact that, look, there was a time I was just doing music for the masses, but I really want to focus on getting back to who I am and what I'm about and doing what I love. Because here's the thing. Every artist can evolve. You know, as a producer, you're going to evolve because times are changing, different genres, you know, come into play. So you want to keep up with what is going on. However, you need to do it and still maintain your originality. And that, for me, will still keep you relevant. It doesn't make you a sellout. Then you can still enjoy what you're doing because you're not selling your soul to just make money. But yeah, you know, I think that's the whole point of this discussion. But it was very enlightening. I'm very thankful for all your guys' responses to this. There's a line. Yeah, it's just about finding that balance. Yes, you can be a successful producer, DJ. You need to know who you are and you need to develop a style that people can identify you with because everybody makes the same songs. You can be Amapiano and you can try to be like Thabza or you can try to be like all these people or you can have your own style. People need to have something that they identify you with. So you need to be original. You need to have your own identity and sustain that. You can evolve, but maintain your originality. Then you're not a sellout, you know? Because yes, we want to be successful. It's about finding a line. You can still be successful, especially if you stay true to who you are, I think. It's kind of like life. You know, they say be yourself and you will go very far in life by just being who you are because it's easy to just get in the scene and try to copy what everybody's doing. But when you do that, you don't last. People who do that never last. Even musically, if you come into the music scene and you try to produce what everybody's trying to produce, your career is not going to last. You're going to be one of those DJs or producers that we're asking ourselves, when last did you hear a song from this person? It'll be a hit today and then forgotten the next day. So yeah, guys, what a great discussion. What a great discussion. We can move on now to what, sorry, I almost said what is on your playlist. We can move on to Shine the Spotlights. I did tell you that today, again, we have amazing artists. I love the people that we're discussing today. We're going to start off locally, as we always do. Locally, we're discussing Sanele Treasure Sithole, famously known as San El Musician. He's a South African DJ, producer, and songwriter. He was born and raised in Moi River, and he attended the University of KZN. But he dropped out because he wanted to pursue a career in music. His debut studio album, Africa to the World 2018, was a certified platinum album, and it was recognized by the Recording Industry of South Africa. He was a producer for Demore Music before the establishment of his own record label, EL World Music. San El is just one of those people that just keeps on rising and rising and rising. And today we are playing a brand new song from him. This literally just came out. Like, if you go, it's a brand new song. It is with his constant collaborator, Msaki, who I also love. And we're playing a track called Amandla. That was San El musician and Msaki with Amandla. Wow. Am I the only one sensing a December hit here? Are we sensing an anthem here? Because I'm seeing an anthem. I'm seeing a December anthem. I think that's a really great song. Like, it should blow up. There's no way this is not going to blow up. It just came out and I'm amped for what this song is going to do. This is such a great song. And it brings us to our second features of the day. We have a duo for all the way from the UK. And if you're thinking about drum and bass, there's only one group that you can think about here. And it's Chase and Status. Yes, Chase and Status are an electronic music duo composed of Saul Milton, who is known as Chase, and Will Kennard, who goes by Status. Chase and Status have been making music since 2003, since meeting in university in Manchester. The duo have since released 6 studio albums and collaborated with major artists like Plan B and Example. Like, Chase and Status, guys, if you love drum and bass, you need to check out Chase and Status. Like, I was watching their set at the Boiler Room and oh my god. Oh my gosh. What a rave. It was such a rave. I could not stop dancing. It was just so mad and had so much fun. I think Chase and Status always put on a really good live performance. You want to watch these guys live. You want to be part of a set with Chase and Status. You're going to have so much fun. For today, we're going to be playing a single that they released not so long ago. I think this came out a couple of months ago. And this is a track called Badadan. And it features Ira, Flodan, Trigger, and Takura.
Badadan, badadan, badadan. Anyway, we see them, we are bang pan another one. Boss up 4-5, Nanko 1 Remington. Anyway, this Balaton, them in a Killington. Bad man, you know we vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound, wife a fun. Big bad man from out of England. Baseline drop, I tell you.
Badadan, badadan, badadan. Bad from me bad. Where you get your mother from? Thing where me get. Coulda come from Afghanistan. They no want to see this cross. Mike me up in a me hand. But other man, you know me vibes can done. Lyrics them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Big bad man from outer England. When me lyrics start fire, watch a sun fly
with the rapper pam pam. From a guy this day program shatter slam slam. Them say them a bad man, me a fi hawk. Which one? When we a fire shot, pull pin and fling bomb. Them dead be a fi trample them like kings. Dogs pull up on your foot and none of them no sing song. Balaclava pan face, matic in a hand. We not have time for waste. With the rapper pam pam shatter slam, me badder than.
Nobody better than we. Nobody better than we. Nobody better than we.
Better than, better than, better than.
badadan.
What a gem. Chasing Status, just hearing drum and bass just like literally makes me reminisce on just my early 20s with my friends and how mad we would go for like drum and bass. Like, shit, we would be losing our minds. Like, it's making me miss some old friends of mine who now live in different parts of the country. And wow, dude, yo, what a show. What a show. I had so much fun. That was Chasing Status with Badadan. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on the 13th edition of Club Culture. I think the music was really, really lit today. Like, the songs that we heard today were so amazing. The discussions, I mean, whoa. What a great show. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember that you can also get involved in Club Culture by sending through your song request for what is on your playlist. Send us a message in our WhatsApp line and we will feature your song on the show. So it's time for us to close off, but we will meet again on the next episode. We're wrapping up the show with a track from Isaac Cross, and this one's called Bittersweet Goodbye. Good night.
When I met you, I saw it in your eyes, though it would be like mine. Don't think I'll ever forget you. No, no, no. But those moments spent with you, till the sky is turning blue, I'll see you on the other side. We'll say a bittersweet goodbye tonight. Can we keep this high alive tonight? Yeah.